big island of Hawaii is so big that all other Hawaiian islands would fit within its bounds with room to spare. And the diversity of Big Island natural environments runs the gamut from lunar-like lava flow landscapes, some ancient and others a work in progress, to 14,000-foot-tall volcanic peaks and lush tropical rainforests. It's hard to pick a favorite place to stay on the Big Island, as the offerings range from boutique B&Bs and inns to mega resorts. I checked in at the Sheraton Kona Resort and Spa at Kiho Bay. It was the locale, and most notably the people I met, that made for the fondest memories. The Sheraton is perched on a blufftop overlooking the Pacific, with historic Kiho Bay flanking the starboard side. For myself, a hotel serves as a base camp more than a destination in itself, and I did not have to travel more than a few steps to discover way cool things to see and experience. And a most memorable Sheraton experience was a nighttime snorkel with the manta rays. But an equally memorable and most touching encounter was to meet and spend some quality time with Sheraton Kona's Hawaiian Ho'okipa Ambassador of Culture and Activities, Nani Kupahe. I will forever remember Nani and her sweet, lyrical way of teaching Hawaiian culture. In the ancient history that's to be found just steps from the guest room, and most touchingly, Nani's infectious aloha spirit.
Aloha, my name is Nani Makanoinoe Kupihe.
I imagine that one of your most rewarding parts of being here is working with the kids and sharing the aloha spirit and the culture with them. Tell us about that story.
Oh, from little ones to mamas and papas and grandparents, we invite everyone to come and partake of what we live every day here culturally. Experience through lei making, ukulele, and hula.
Is that you I saw this morning?
Yes.
Teaching hula?
We were doing the hukila, which is a favorite luau activity, along playing with the ukulele was Auntie Tutu, our beloved elder. Oh, and the faces, the smiles, the enjoyment, you know, that's a connection.
For me, we were talking earlier, that's really the specialness of coming to stay at a hotel like this on the Big Island, isn't it? A room is a room.
We connect you to the culture, the food, the fun, and just sharing that aloha spirit. We care.
Tell us about what is the aloha spirit.
You know, I was taught this chant of Ole Aloha that was shared by a wonderful kupuna. Her name is Pilahi Paki, who back in the 1900s had shared this wonderful ole to the people and to the world, which is actually a law, because she says in the next millennium, people will look to Hawaii for an answer, for a sense of belonging, just to put their finger on that word, aloha. In that chant, she had shared akahai, which means kindness, lokahi, to be in harmony and unison, olu olu, it's pleasant in your thoughts. Ha'a ha'a is to be humble, and ahonui is to be patient. That is acronymically sharing aloha.
And tell us what aloha means. It means more than one thing.
Oh, it does. It's many feelings within you. Kindness, love, forgiveness, everything that's in the breath that you just want to share and deliver it. Yeah, but even though it's hard to put a finger on it, because it's a spirit, and we enjoy to share that.
All right. Back to the hotel and the hotel experience.
Yes.
You take people on walks, you take them down to the water, and show them a very ancient, historic fishing village.
Oh, yes. We do a historic keoho by land, which share about Kaukulailai, the fishing village that we are in right now. We provide here on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays the historic keoho by land and sea. By land, we share about the stories of this great fishing village out at Kaukulailai, the birthplace of Kauai Keoʻole, which is keoho. And by sea, others can connect through the oceans to more storytelling on the Va'akinikini, the Hawaiian sailing canoe.
Right where we are, this is a very historic site.
This point of Kaukulailai was the Marine Resources Contribution. We sit at the bit of the Kanikani Ka'ula. It is a fishing heiau, which sits right next to our Minehune tree. Yeah, and right here alongside of the bay is the birthplace of Kahuikia'oli. There's a birthstone right at the cusp of the harbor. And that was his original birthplace. His mother, Chiefess Ke'opualani, who was Kuhina Nui, she was Wahine Kapu, meaning her bloodline was such a royal blood that no one could even glance at her, look at her at all. So that made very special. So in caring for the time of birth, there was a special place for her to go ahead and give birth to Kahuikia'oli.
Very, very cool. Nani, if somebody came to the hotel, they could find you and share with you, right?
Oh, yes. And our wonderful cultural team, we're here for all to connect you with Keoho. So come, we invite you. Aikomomai. We are in front of one of a valuable gift, the ocean. We're going to take this moment just for us, just as human beings, just a person. Take in the nice, calm water, the warm air, the nice environment, the tree, the ocean. And if we can just think of something that we're thankful and we're grateful for, yeah? Mahalo. Mahalo ke akua. Mahalo tutus. Mahalo kupuna. Mahalo kaukulailai. Akahaina Hawaii. Lokahia kulike. Olu olu kamana o. Kulana ahonui alanakila alohae alohae alohae. Maoloa ke aloha! Mahalo! Mahalo, everybody. I don't want you guys to go. But you are in the bestest of hands. Before I let you go, can I hug you?
Thank you and mahalo.
Mahalo. Mahalo. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Can I hug you?
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas,